about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Marriage troubles. Trouble with my coworkers who are really petty and just stressed all around. What do you suggest? You want to know what I suggest? Just buck up and just quit being a wuss. Really, people? Come on. I know, maybe next week I'll be more touchy-feely, but really, you're stressed. We're all stressed. We're all stressed. I think we are growing the biggest generation of wussies. Times are stressful. I'm sorry. Today, for instance, I almost set my studio on fire with my space heater because for some reason I'm the only one in Las Vegas, Nevada that's cold today. Put the space heater on and it lights the carpet on fire. I have a migraine. It's Passover, so I'm royally constipated. My computer's crashed at work. My staff hates me because now I'm stressed at work and they have doubled the workload because the computers are down. I haven't had sex with my husband in over 3 days. You know, I'm stressed too. We're all stressed, okay? And maybe next week we'll do the touchy-feely stuff on how to decrease your stress load. But buck the hell up, people. Buck up. My gosh, there's bigger fish to fry. Dr. Dahlia, what do we do about healthcare? You know what? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Things are going to suck. That's all I could say. They're going to get worse. They are going to get worse. If you guys can't handle it now, how are you going to handle it a few years from now, huh? Buck up. Quit sweating the small stuff and just get prepared for some big whoppers. For example, last night, I really don't even want to listen to last night's show where we talked about this topic of cancer diagnosing. If you get a cancer diagnosis, your risk of heart attack that week and stroke and suicide rises considerably the week you get told you have cancer. And here I am telling everybody last night, well, maybe we shouldn't call it cancer. Maybe we should call it growths. No, people. You're gonna probably get a diagnosis of cancer or something sometime in your life. Buck up and handle it. You don't commit suicide. Really? You're gonna be wusses? You're gonna chicken out? You're gonna do that to your family and your friends? You're gonna do it to me? I need listeners. Alright, my radio show can't be on air if all my listeners commit suicide. Well, Dr. Dahlia, you're gonna make us, no, I'm not gonna make you commit suicide with today's show. Listen. Alright, bad things happen. They're going to happen. And I don't know how we're raising our kids or our teenagers or what we're doing in young adulthood, but maybe we need to prepare everybody for bad things happening. You know, some of our ancestors lived through the Holocaust. Some of our ancestors were drafted into World War II and World War I. Some of our dads were in Vietnam. And here we are complaining that our coworkers are petty. Come on, people, if that depresses you, maybe you do need to go on pills. All right? Life is supposed to be rough. There's supposed to be good times, and there's supposed to be bad times. And when it comes to medicine and your health, yes, there is going to be a time, and it's unfortunate, that every one of us will be given some bad news. Hopefully, it's not that bad of news. But you don't commit suicide. You don't get stressed to the point where you have a heart attack. You go, we're going to deal with it. You think our ancestors during the Depression, do you think with the stock market crash in the 1920s, people committed suicide? Oh, never mind. Bad example. Bad things happen. Okay? And maybe we just need to retrain our thinking to go, look, when the crap falls upon us and the poo-poo hits the fan, this is the plan. We've talked about this. Being unprepared is probably one of the worst things you could be. Tornadoes happen, people, hurricanes happen. And you're crying over your coworkers being idiots? Tell your coworkers to quit being idiots. Easy. And if they think you're an idiot for saying that, who cares? You got a life to live. You only have one life to live. I mean, right now, what's going on? There's shooting going on in Oklahoma. I think somebody is targeting black people now, just shooting people. Five victims now have been shot. Guys, there's worse things going on in this world than some of the petty issues you guys have. And no, I'm not trying to minimize some of your stress. I know a lot of us are stressed. I'm stressed. I'm having a very rough last few days. Very rough last few days. But I'm going to buck up and I'm going to deal with it. And if you guys don't know how to deal with it, then you get help. Okay? You could have your pity party. I don't care. Have your pity party, cry. Oh, woe is me. It feels good to have a pity party, but then finish that damn pity party and move on. Okay? There's people getting shot. There's people getting killed. There's tornadoes killing people. There's wars going on. My bet is your problems aren't as bad as other people's. And there's going to be a time where no one's going to give you sympathy. And if that happens and you start thinking of suicide, then you're a bigger wimp than I thought. All right, buck up, people, and train your kids. Let them know bad things are going to happen. And if bad things happen, you bat it out of the ballpark. You be prepared. If, God forbid, you live in an area where you think a tornado's going to come, a hurricane's going to come, prepare. All right? Prepare. Bad things are going to happen. And I don't think psychologically we are the healthiest population right now. I don't think we're healthy at all. Have I made my point clear? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Honestly, you want to know what's coming around the bend? All right. They're going to now have this little robo-surgeon worm that's going to now swim inside your veins and hunt down disease. All right. That's what's going to be around the bend. All right. And you know what? You guys are going to take it. Right? You're going to take it and you're not going to complain. If we doctors want to stick a robo-surgeon into you to help figure out where the hell your cancer is and treat it, that's what we're going to do. And you guys could cry about it. You guys could complain about it. Just buck up. All right, when we come back, let's get through some medical news, and I don't want to hear any whining. I will, though, take your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, sorry if I ticked some of you off in the first part of the show, but honestly, you know, I look at the people in Virginia where the Navy training jet crashes into their apartment complex. From what I understand, no deaths. Thank God. I mean, that was a fluke. You know, and you just see what everybody else has to go through, you know, throughout this country and throughout this world. And I just want everybody, especially this Easter weekend and this Passover weekend, to just be thankful for what you got. Okay? I promise. Next week, if you want to send me emails, you know, the woe is me, you know, emails, and you want some sympathy, I'll be very sympathetic. I will. I promise. Just today, no. Okay? Let's be thankful for what we got. That's all I want to say. Okay. Somebody being thankful for right now for what he's got is the New Jersey self-employed builder who shot himself with a nail gun. Did you guys hear about this? All right. Well, he had a nail gun. And, you know, probably like my husband, you know, when he gets his power tools and his tools, I mean, you know, I see him. He likes to pretend he's a cop, you know, with his nail gun. I do too. I think that I like to fantasize on one of the Charlie's Angels, you know, do, 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 do. And I'm running around with the nail gun, you know, going freeze. You know, remember the opening where you go behind a doorpost, freeze, and your hair just flows? Well, anyway, somebody, I guess, shot himself in the chest. A 3.5-inch nail had hit the right side of his heart. He went into cardiac arrest, of course, because the nail in the pericardial cavity isn't ideal. And I guess he goes through resuscitation. He's fine. 52-year-old Dennis Hennis. Oh, well, there's a problem right there. You never have a name that rhymes. Yeah, you don't want a name to rhyme. Anyway, he was airlifted to Cooper University Hospital in Camden, New Jersey. He's okay. Team of people jumped on the case. He's doing well. Hallelujah. But honestly, be careful with those nail guns. I know they're cool. I know they're cool. All right. Let's listen to what you guys have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Frank on the line. Hey, Frank, what's going on?
I beg to differ with your diatribe there.
Mm-hmm.
We have FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
We have beach insurance. I'm very comforted in the American extortion or tax-paying system. And not only am I comforted, I'm entitled. And don't forget that you owe me. You owe me, okay?
You're right, Frank.
Come on, man.
You're right, Frank. Good, good. And are you a legal citizen?
Yes. Oh, by the way, something that Americans, and I can't believe they're not distressed about. Did you know that the Supreme Court said that an officer now has the right to strip search you because
mm-hmm.
you don't have a bell on the handlebars of your bicycle?
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court.
I know.
Who mostly, doctor, who mostly rides bicycles? Adults.
I don't know.
Country.
Oh, Frank, we're losing you. You're breaking up. All right. Well, thank you, Frank, for your call. You're right. You're entitled. It's all me, me, me. I know. I know. That's just the society we have. It's all me, me, me. You know, imagine growing up in the 1930s or 40s, right, and knowing when the government calls on you, you need to go to Europe and fight the war and, you know, you felt a duty to help your country. You know, where's our duty? Where's our duty? And I'm not saying we need to go overseas and fight in wars, but it's this, you know, give me attitude. Woe is me. You know, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I think we are a huge generation of wusses, and I think we need to buck up, right? I think we need to wake up in the morning, right, take a look at what we have to deal with that day, and go, you know what, this is nothing. It could be way worse, right? I could be shooting myself in the right side of the heart with a nail gun. It could be way worse, all right? And then you say, I'm going to deal with the day, and I'm not going to ruin the day for anybody else. If I see Dr. Dahlia driving down the street, I'm not going to give her the middle finger like I usually do. Imagine, do you realize that your negativity makes so many other people's lives negative that day? When I come to work in a bad mood, I probably ruin, and God bless my staff, I have one of the best staffs I could ever hope for. But I probably ruin every one of their day. And then my patients, right? If I'm in a bad mood and my patients have to hear about my having a bad period, do you think that makes their day better? Now, some people, if they have a really, really good psychological acumen, may go, wait a second. Well, if this is Dahlia's life, whew, I got a mate. You know, and sometimes I think it does help. Misery seeks company. Sometimes I think some of my depressed patients, when they hear what everybody else has to go through, I think it does help. Maybe like, well, it isn't that bad. Like, for example, when I have people that come in absolutely devastated, I don't blame them for having been cheated on. Okay. Men get cheated on. Women get cheated on. But when I have women sitting there bawling, going, it's me. I got fat. I got ugly. I got this. You know, I bring up how Brad Pitt cheated on Jennifer Aniston. You know, nobody's immune to being cheated. I think we've all been cheated on. All right. Before I met my husband, I was cheated on all the time. I mean, I you'd think all this would keep the guy, but no, they went looking for something else. And so we've all been through it. And, you know, sometimes that thought of Jennifer Aniston getting cheated on, being one of the most beautiful women in America or in the world or whatever, makes them feel a little better. Well, then fine. I mean, if that's how you cope, fine. But, you know, we've got to cope. All right. You know, I grew up in a family that was very, I don't want to say negative, but very realistic. And maybe it's because my mom grew up in a family that was poor and that was hit with the, by the Depression. You know, so her parents lived in the Depression, so then she had to live in that, always have cans of food. I mean, we stock up with freeze-dried guy. We have freeze-dried guy in our house. That's how we stock up. I don't like spinach, so I don't have cans of spinach. But my mom grew up, you know, poor. Her brother died when she was very young, and he died when he was 13 of leukemia. So, I mean, she grew up in a family knowing that being poor could be a reality. Losing a loved one could be a reality. And, you know, having, you know, men cheat on you be a reality. So I grew up knowing that. I grew up going, you're going to have poor times. You're going to have good times. You're going to have poor times. I wasn't told if I was going to get cheated. I was told when you're going to get cheated on or when your man leaves you. You better know how to balance a checkbook, et cetera. So I grew up, I think, a little jaded. But I got to tell you, it sure as heck prepared me. Because the first time I got cheated on by a guy, it was almost expected. Now, you don't want to go into a relationship thinking it's doomed by any means, but I didn't go into it thinking everything was going to be a Disney story and all hunky-dory and beautiful and little Tweety birds tweeting around you. I knew that stuff could happen. So I was just prepared. I was able to live on my own. I didn't need anybody to support me. All right? I worked 2-3 jobs. Throughout college, throughout medical school, I did what I could, right? I got a car with no air conditioning. It was a clunker, but I made it. You know, I lived in a variety of apartments wherever I could live and share the rent with somebody. And I just dealt. And I don't think we're training our kids right now to deal. I think we're telling them, oh, everything's going to be okay. We don't want you to get depressed. Everything's going to be okay. Look on the bright side. No, I think you need to look at both sides and you need to prepare, period. All right. Okay, so let's move on. What's this? Heavy backpacks give kids back trouble. Really? This is the medical headline of the day? Heavy, of course. You know what? Tell the kids to bring a wagon to school. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, they can't bring a wagon to school. Kids will make fun of them. You know what? Teach them how to make fun of them back. All right? Teach your kids to deal with these bullies. That's another thing. That's another thing. When my kid was getting bullied years ago, the school said, you just come to us. Don't fight back. You know, and maybe we do need to fight back. All right? I fought back when I was a kid, and I fought back hard. I fought back good. Fight back a little bit. Let's see a fight. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about this new recommendation that came out of the UK, which I'm sure the Washington administration is in love with, where antibiotics are better than having surgery when your appendix is inflamed. So I guess what they want to move towards is this, hi, I have an appendicitis attack, doctor. Oh, you do? Here's an antibiotic. Call me in the morning. We're going to watch and wait. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there's a Texas hospital that won't hire obese applicants. Apparently, they want your BMI under 35. And if you are obese, they won't hire you. They want their hospital. They want all their employees to look good. Now, many of us call that discrimination against obese people. Other people are saying, wait a second, doesn't a company have a right to have their own image and market? I mean, you know, if you look at gyms, when you walk into a gym, do you see a 400-pound person, right, eating bacon cheeseburgers when you walk in? No. You see people buff and sculptured. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Does a company have a right to pick and choose good-looking, skinny people as their staff? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big happy Easter to everybody this Easter weekend, and happy Passover. Hope you guys are having a great time with your families. Don't forget we have our Fast for Kids Gala coming up at the end of the month, April 28th. A big thanks to Johnson Brothers for sponsoring the event, healthcare partners. We have multiple sponsors, and I just can't thank everybody enough for making this happen. It is a great event to raise money for the educational needs of autistic children. Well, now autism, we believe the numbers is 1 in 88 children. That is a lot. That is a lot. I think autism is a lot more prevalent than we know. And these children need special education, and government doesn't have the money to fund it, and I don't even think they have the heart to fund it. Right? So that's why we need to raise money and do it ourselves. Please visit my website or go to fast4kids.org. If you could come to the beautiful event, it's going to be great. You know, drinks, entertainment, food, and of course I'll be there. Please go to our website. We would love for you guys to come. And if you can't come, please donate anything you can. All right? Go to our website at Dr. Dahlia or fast4kids.org. Fast, F-A-S-T, 4, kids, K-I-D-S. org. Thank you, guys. Okay, so let's move on. Texas Hospital won't hire obese applicants, right? If their body mass index is less than 35, they got a chance. If not, no. So I guess if you're, let's say, 5'2" and a woman and you weigh more than 195, they won't hire you. If you're a man, 5'10" and you weigh over 245, you wouldn't be able to be hired. Now, of course, management says the majority of our patients are over 65 and they have expectations that cannot be ignored in terms of personal experience. We have the ability as an employer to characterize a process and have a policy that says what's best for our business and for our patients. Do they? Do companies have a right to hire people that look a certain image? Do they? You know, I was talking about this earlier this week. There was a job, one of the many jobs I held, because I always needed to work multiple jobs to make the money we needed to make and, you know, fit the hours in between my school. And no, I didn't get fired. I was pretty happy about that. But this company, and I can't name names, would only hire, quote unquote, good looking people. I don't know how I slipped through, but all their other employees were good looking. And we're talking magazine good looking. Right. And it wasn't hidden. I mean, this was in the early 90s and management didn't even try to hide the fact. They just said, look, I want her. I want her. I don't want him. I don't want him. I want him, not her. And they thought that if you had a very good looking staff and a crew, when customers came in, it would help business. And it did. I mean, they were right. It was discriminatory, but they were right. And they thought they had the right. Now, from what I understand, obesity discrimination, most states don't have laws. I think only Michigan maybe has a law against obesity discrimination, but most other states don't. And I mean, it's tough, you know. I mean, many companies could get around it. You know, many companies could say, oh, this person came in late or this person, you know, wasn't doing their duties. You know, discrimination, I think, will always exist, unfortunately. And where, you know, bosses will probably get around the laws, employers will get around the laws, you know, is when it comes to looks, right? But I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, you know, when you go into a business, I mean, if everybody looks like a model, right? But I've seen it happen. I've seen offices like that. And it's funny because you actually get the buzz. You know, people talk about that. They go, oh, such and such's office, everybody there is good looking. You know, and so, I mean, it's not really that difficult to hide if you're doing that. But, you know, it's very true. You know, people have been, you know, receptionists, et cetera. Receptionists had to have a certain look to them. People in the back office didn't. That's the way it's been for years. But now they're actually being open about it and just being blatant about it, saying, no, if you're obese, we're not taking you. Now, why are they doing this? Well, maybe it's because of healthcare. Maybe because they think they could save money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If insurance plans are discriminated against some of these people and say that if you have a healthy group of employees, your rates will be lowered or you'll get discounts, maybe employers will do it. And maybe that's why they have no problem being blamed. Like, look at where healthcare is going. I need to save money. And if obese employees will raise my rates, I'm not hiring them. But what's really frustrating is we now, in the past few years, maybe in part by Michelle Obama, maybe not, there is a huge, movement towards anti-obesity to the point that it's almost like it's singling people out. Right? I mean, I'm getting emails going, look, you know, Dr. Dahlia, my BMI is in the 20s. Why should I pay more for soda? Because of the obese people. Why am I being punished for obese people? Why can't I drink my soda with less taxes? I don't know. So you're already going to see this anti-obesity sentiment towards people indirectly or directly. And if insurance companies see an out going, well, look, you know, if you're obese, it's your fault. We could raise your rates. Then employers are going to follow. If employers are going to follow, coworkers are going to follow, going, wait a second, I'm paying more. My half of insurance is more because my coworker over here weighs 400 pounds. And then we're going to have a bunch of people that are obese discriminated against, right, put off to the side in a corner, right? No, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. Many people that are obese, it's not their fault. Yes, there are some people sitting on a couch eating bacon cheeseburgers, not wanting to exercise. Did you hear about that woman in Wichita the other day that died because what happened is she was huge, over 300 pounds, and she fell off the couch. Her brother and mother in the house couldn't lift her, so they left her on the floor. Now, I don't know where she went to the bathroom, but they fed her on the floor. So she said she was fine sitting on the floor, and she had admitted this to the hospital crew. So she just, I guess, lives on the floor because she couldn't get up. And again, she had fallen from a couch, so I'm assuming she was sedentary then. They said she developed bed sores. These bed sores become infected, and she ends up dying. Now, yes, we have cases like that. Those are very, very rare cases, okay, of people just falling off the couch and falling on the floor and just sitting there and dying. Still, I just don't know how they could feed her on the ground. I don't know how she went to the bathroom. But, you know, many people that are obese, it's not that they're lazy. It's not. I mean, and some of the proof that's in the pudding is you look at people that get bariatric surgery, right? You look at people that, you know, either get the lap band or they get the gastric sleeve or whatever, and their weight just falls off beautifully because some of them needed a little tink, you know, a little change in their anatomy. Some people have thyroid issues. Some people have steroid issues. Some people are very sensitive to their birth control, etc. But there's a variety of reasons for obesity. True, people need to exercise and diet, but the thought that all everybody has to do is diet and exercise, they'll be skinny is not true. Let me tell you, as a doctor, I learned that quickly. In medical school, I started to go, oh, well, you're lazy. You're not exercising. You're not this. Right? Uh-uh. Until I realized that when your hormones change and you hit the big 4-0, no, you're not going to look the way you did when you were 20. All right, there's a lot of factors contributing to weight gain. It's not all that easy. Yes, you got to keep your exercise up. Yes, you got to watch your diet. But, you know, it's not all that easy. So what are people supposed to do if they don't get hired and they can't afford, let's say, Weight Watchers or a gastric lap band, etc.? So now we're going to have a bunch of unemployed obese people? Really? Is that the way to go? But then on the flip side, if companies start to do this, are they at risk for discrimination suits? Is a company, is a business allowed to hire people that will enhance their business? I mean, we are in a recession. If they think having good-looking people and slim people is going to help their image, and, you know, I mean, personally, I don't know what they're talking about, people over 65 having expectations. I don't think a person over 65, a person over 35 really cares if their nurse, you know, is chunky or not. You know, I mean, if it's a good nurse, it's a good nurse. Are they trying to say obese people aren't good workers? What are they trying to say here? Well, anyway, we'll move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Antibiotics instead of surgery for appendicitis. Don't go away.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening every day. We are on 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, as well as Saturday. Please go to my website for any show times. And by the way, sign into my guest book. I love to know where you're listening from and why you're listening. Bored. Nothing else. Yeah, I know American Idol's not that good this season. I know. I mean, a couple of them can sing. I like Skylar and Josh, but boy, man, I miss the good old days when, you know, you had Adam Lambert. Anyway, okay, so study finds that antibiotics are best for appendicitis rather than getting the necrotic, pseudocystic, fluctuant, about to burst appendix out. They're like, you know what? Antibiotics are cheaper. Let's do that. So the study came out of the UK. Right? I guess researchers out of the University of Nottingham and Queen's Medical Center said that antibiotics will A, shorten a person's hospital stay, B, be cheap, 3, cause less surgical complications because the person's not having surgery, and they said 63% actually did well. 63%, they looked at 400 patients, they looked at 4 studies, oh, actually, I think they looked at about 900 patients, right? Looked at studies from the past. See how they did, then they decide to randomly assign people those that'll get antibiotics, those that'll get surgery. Oh, I would hate to be in the antibiotic group. I'd be like, really? You're putting me in this group? And they found that 63% of people just given antibiotics did fine. Really? 63%. Okay, where's the other 37%? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, they did fine too. You know, this isn't new, people. This isn't new. When I did ER, you know, Lake Havasu, they were talking about that, antibiotics, you know, instead of admitting the people for surgery. None of us in the medical field wanted to go with that because nobody wanted to be the one, right, to have their patient's appendix rupture, right? Nobody wanted to be the one that would be sued and the career ended right then and there. So we all said, nah, I'll pass, right? We'll just pass on the penicillin. Now, you know, do I think antibiotics could possibly work? Yes. There are probably some very mild cases. I mean, because many bowel infections can be treated with antibiotics. We've treated colitis, we've treated diverticulitis, gastroenteritis, so why not appendicitis? They rhyme, right? Problem with the appendix is how it looks. It's tubular, right? Like in the 80s, totally tubular. And when you have something that's tubular, boy, that's a fun word to say. I have a lisp, so nobody can tell when I say tubular. It can really hold infection. It could wall it off. It could swell, and it could rupture. That's why, since 1889, appendicitis surgery has been the gold standard. Okay, people weren't stupid in the 1800s. They knew you take the sucker out. All right? And what has blown my mind about appendicitis is it's extremely unpredictable. Okay? Again, medicine is an art. I know countries in Europe and even our country likes to think you could just make a cookbook and have anybody follow the recipe, but no, medicine is an art. All right? One of the first diseases we learn in medical school is appendicitis because it's supposed to be one of the easiest things to diagnose. You got pain that starts in the belly button. Within 12 hours, it goes to the right lower quadrant. All right? You get a fever. You get lack of appetite. You feel pretty sick. So you go into the hospital. They do a blood test. They see you have a high white count. They'll even probably do a CAT scan once CAT scans came about. They notice you have inflammation around the appendix, and they send you off to surgery, and they take it out, and you're done. Yeehaw! Right? Nice. Yet, many of my appendicitis patients never had a fever. They ate that day. They were, you know, they didn't have a white count. Yet, something looked funny on exam. I sent them for a CAT scan. Surgeon went in to take the appendix out. And it was either necrotic, cystic, fluctuate, pussy, whatnot. Okay, why? Well, because sometimes you can't predict what the human body's going to do. Maybe the CAT scan is not 100%. Did anybody ever think about that? Maybe our tests don't tell you 101% of what's going on. Maybe they can't. So if they want to say, look, some appendicitis patients can be treated with antibiotics, all right. Okay. And maybe handpick a couple people, right, and have them watch closely. Okay, that's fine. But they better be careful saying this whole blanket statement and wanting insurance companies and countries to adopt medical protocol saying antibiotics first. This is way too premature. Way too premature. And they've been doing this for years, for decades. They go, why can't we try antibiotics? And it's never taken. People don't want to take the chance. In fact, I had a patient who had absolutely no pain until her appendix ruptured. Now, what is so bad about an appendix rupturing? Remember, your appendix is part of your bowel. And if it does rupture, then all the bacteria and any feces that could go along with it extrudes all over your abdominal wall. Now, as far as I'm concerned, feces belongs in your colon or in the toilet. That's it. The only place feces belongs is colon and toilet. All right? Let me tell my kitty, and for my kitty cats listening, potty box. Okay? Not on mama's bed. Potty box. Yet, if you do have an appendix that explodes, it goes all throughout your abdominal cavity, and it is very hard to clean that out. Try popping penicillin with that one. So, a perforated appendix could be life-threatening. And you know, we don't want to take the chance. So, you know, when you guys hear about that, and I don't know what's going to happen with Obamacare, but, I'm sure they are salivating at this one. Absolutely salivating at the mouth. All right, speaking of salivating, did you guys know what's been happening to our chickens and our turkey? Remember antibiotics were supposed to be banned, especially like the Cipro years ago? Well, apparently researchers, I think it was a joint effort with ASU and Johns Hopkins, I need to double check that. Well, they decided to kind of look at what's been going in our chickens. And how they decided to do it is they looked at feather meal. Apparently some of the animal feed is made of poultry feathers. And like human hair, you know how you could test and see if there's drugs in human hair? Well, they could find drugs in our chicken and turkey feathers. And you want to know what they found? Okay, not only did they find a whole bunch of antibiotics, they found arsenic. They found Benadryl. They found Tylenol. And, of course, Prozac. What would Prozac be doing in a chicken feather? Well, apparently farmers don't want their chickens or their turkeys being anxious. And honestly, they're anxious suckers. They always walk around, buck, 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 buck. I mean, they look like they're having a fit. So farmers are giving them Prozac to calm them down. They're giving them Benadryl to calm them down. They're giving them Tylenol. And then the next morning, they're giving them caffeine. So caffeine, now what's the arsenic doing? Well, I guess arsenic makes the meat pink. And arsenic also fights infections. So when you're eating, looks like your turkey or your chicken, you're getting a whole slew of stuff. You know, we always talk about a turkey sandwich makes you sleepy. Maybe it's not the tryptophan of the turkey sandwich. Maybe it's the Benadryl, the Tylenol, and the Prozac. You know, we always feel good after a turkey sandwich, don't we? Right? After Thanksgiving, everybody's happy. I mean, you could be, your mother-in-law, right, could be, you know, giving you the biggest guilt trip of your life and you don't care. You just had turkey. Maybe that's why. Maybe these farming industries, right? Maybe they're like, you want to know what? Turkey Day means the family's over. And if we don't want mom having a complete breakdown because of all the family being around, let's really dope up the meat so she can get through the meal. I bet that's what's happening. So anyway, you're getting your Prozac, you're getting your caffeine, you're getting a nice juicy dose of arsenic. And I know everybody says go organic. That's so pricey though. Honestly, any of you organic farmers, can you make it a little cheaper? And, you know, maybe don't put Prozac in our meat. I need a little bit more estrogen, right? Because I'd like to sound a little bit more feminine. And I would really love a stool softener, especially this week with Passover. The monster's killing me. Put stool softeners in my chicken and turkey. Thank you. All right, guys, have a great Easter. Healthy, happy Passover. Healthy, happy weekend. Thank you guys for tuning in. And don't forget to RSVP to our Fast Gala if you're in town. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little
white church. Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.